Why it's a lie. In another packed PodGram, if you stop exercising, well, your muscle turns to fat. The only way you know someone is having a heart attack is when they clutch their chest and fall to the ground in intense pain. And eating spicy foods can kill your taste buds. Each of these statements is false. So let's examine each and find out
why it's a lie.
Muscle turns into fat when you stop working out. Well, this isn't true, and really, we can go as far as saying it's impossible. Why? Well, muscle and fat are two separate tissues. Muscle is attached to bones and across joints, and there's smooth muscles, like around your stomach, and then there's muscles like, you know, your heart. Meanwhile, fat is below the skin, or wrapped around vital organs. Muscles are made up of muscle cells, fat made of fat cells. So, muscle cannot turn into fat once you stop exercising. But Jim, why do so many muscle men get fat in their old age? Well, if you've worked out all your life and then you quit working out, you also need to stop eating so much. But some people who turn to a life of less activity keep the same appetite. The lack of activity, not to mention getting older, can also mean a slower metabolism. So that body begins to accumulate fat, which means the earlier well-defined body now looks, flabby McFlabbington. Your body and appetite take time to readjust to reduced activity. You don't have to be old to feel like you've put on weight due to lack of exercise. Even young adults in their 20s and 30s can gain weight if they stop exercising all of a sudden. When you move from active to inactive, you tend to overeat. And we all know how much damage just a couple of weeks of overeating can do. I do, for sure. I gained 11 pounds in 7 days on a cruise once. But muscle actually turning into fat? That's why it's a lie.
When a man or a woman has a heart attack, it goes like this. I'm going to act. Gah! Ah! Sharp pain in chest, stagger across floor, and collapse. Yes, if you have sudden intense chest pain, you should consider heart attack as the cause, but there are all kinds of heart attacks and you should know about them. So why, if it's your heart that's having the attack, isn't your heart the thing that hurts? Well, the heart attack often leads to pain in the chest area, but sometimes it's other parts of the body that hurt because the heart doesn't have as many pain receptors as other parts of you. A heart attack can start as uncomfortable pressure, squeezing, fullness, or pain in the center of your chest. This is straight from heart.org. It can also be pain or discomfort in one or both arms, the back, neck, jaw, or stomach. You could also have shortness of breath, with or without chest discomfort. Other signs, such as breaking out in a cold sweat, nausea, or lightheadedness. Women are somewhat more likely than men to experience some of the other symptoms, particularly shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, and back or jaw pain. There have even been cases where sudden anxiety is the symptom of a heart attack, where the person has a feeling of impending doom. Yeah, seriously. The Mayo Clinic website suggests not to ignore these symptoms for more than 5 minutes and to get help immediately. To find out more, go to a medical website and talk to your doctor. Maybe avoid websites that talk about fish oil cures, because the studies that say fish oil cures heart disease have been disproven. You're talking about heart health, so get your information from a decent medical source. So a heart attack only being a clutch the chest and collapse? That's why it's a lie.
Eating spicy foods can kill your taste buds. No. I have a coworker who loves spicy foods. He'll order the jalapeno entree and then add sriracha sauce, anything that says chipotle and hot sauce and habanero, anything. And then he talks about how he's sweating and his eyes are watering. And later on, he shares stories where he says his butt hurts. That's the definition of TMI. But he still goes on to say, I love spicy foods. They're great. Now, that's fine. He can like what he likes. But recently, I read a headline that said, do really spicy foods kill your taste buds? And I thought, well, gee, you know, at first that sounds silly. But then, right, you give it a second thought and you think, well, super loud music hurts your hearing, so maybe there's something to that. Now, keep in mind, I'm a recovering gullible idiot, so an investigation was in order. So what is it that makes peppers and hot sauce so freaking hot? Well, it's a chemical called capsaicin. Am I saying that right? You'll find capsaicin in the peppers. You'll find in curry blends, in hot sauces, and little packets of spice at taco time. So when you eat that crazy hot chili or pepper, capsaicin is released from the membranes of the peppers and heads to the neurotransmitters that regulate temperature in your mouth. Your brain registers this hot message and reacts. Things like, you know, increased heartbeat and sweating and increased endorphins. The endorphins try to protect your tongue from the burn. But the endorphins' numbing abilities don't last long. Then the burn is back and the tears return. But that wears off after a while. Drinking milk helps. Let's get back to the question. Does this spice dull your taste buds? Does it kill them off? No. Your tongue's exposure to spice like capsaicin does not mean tissue damage to your taste buds. Why? Well, because taste and heat are two different sensations and have two different types of receptors. Capsaicin only triggers the heat-sensing receptors, so even though your entire tongue may feel numb, your taste buds remain unaffected. But, fun fact, even though spicy foods don't cause long-term taste bud damage, it could improve your spice tolerance over time, right? Because if you eat a bit of spice and slowly increase the amount you add over time, the heat receptors on your tongue, they can build up a degree of resistance. So you'll always experience the heat, but it won't be as intense. Meanwhile, keep a glass of milk close by because capsaicin dissolves in the protein found in dairy, as opposed to water, which spreads it around. So, spicy foods killing your taste buds? That's why it's a lie. Next episode is number 20, and that's special. Why is it special? Well, not because it's number 20, because we're going to turn the tables with this episode called Why It's Not a Lie. Things I thought were totally going to be false, but what the what? Turned out to be true. Oh, you don't want to miss it. And so you don't miss it, remember, you can subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes or on Podomatic. That's Pod-O-Matic. You can also like Why It's a Lie on Facebook. That won't get you the episodes delivered right to you, but, you know, you can download it whenever you want. Hey, please tell a friend about Why It's a Lie. You know, if you're trying to get someone, you know, maybe like a young person to think more critically, and shows like Skeptic's Guide to the Universe or Reality Check are too much for their attention spans, well, this might be the show for them. You know, three stories presented by a guy who sounds like he was sent for special tests in elementary school. That's funny, because that never happened. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.